Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, what do you know? It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and Doug Steffen, who is very rarely absent, is absent today. So, the chickens are going to take over the coop, and we're going to have a wonderful time. I'm Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and the guy ultimately responsible for the verite of the information that we're about to present as the top stories and top people on talk shows all across America, according to the research of the trade publication Talkers. And I will be joined by the very knowledgeable and well-spoken, worldly woman of media, Victoria Jones, the executive director of the DC Radio Company. And Victoria, I think this is the second time that we've been in a situation where I've been hosting the program and you've been playing the role of the color caller. It's nice to work with you here.
Nice to work with you, too.
And it's been a heck of a week. That's almost cliched that it's been a crazy week. But this has been a particularly crazy week. And I have found that looking back at a week in review, whether it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show or it's something like a Time magazine, you know, these weekly magazines, or the Sunday New York Times, whatever it is, any kind of a week in review, things are happening so quickly and there are so many tracks of news happening simultaneously and quickly that a week almost seems to encompass time that's over the horizon, long ago, far away, and forgotten. It's definitely a change. At first, I thought it was just me, but more and more people that I talk to are saying they share that experience. How do you see it?
I think the news cycle sometimes is about 4 hours now.
Mm. It has changed the way things get done. And it's changed the way we think. I'm going to jump into the top 10 stories, and you take notes, and then you and I are going to chew on that, as well as the top 10 people for the bulk of this hour. But looking at number 10, we have three subjects that are basically tied. One is the Antonio Brown rape allegation. The other is the ongoing concern. And it's more than a concern, it's actually a fear now about vaping and the dangers it presents. And there's an Alaska swimsuit controversy. A high school girl in a swimming meet was disqualified even though she won the match because the judge claimed that her swimsuit did not conform to the modesty rule. We'll talk a bit about that. At number 9, we have Boris and Brexit and the Queen and Parliament. At number 8, we have the 18th anniversary of 9/11. At number 7, we have race relations, gun control, and climate change tied. At number 6, the SCOTUS asylum ruling and immigration reform. Number 5 just happened on Thursday, the 2020 presidential race highlighted by the Democratic debate, and there was in what seems like ages ago, the North Carolina special election, that even though it was won by the GOP, doesn't bode well for the GOP because it really is a very red state, and the Democrats did pretty well. At number 4, stock market activity and the economy. Number 3, we have U.S.-China relations and the North Korea rocket test. That also is one of those stories that seems like it was ages ago, but it was just earlier in the week. At number 2, Sharpiegate and the NOAA controversy. Did the president actually use an arm of the federal government to lie and that's a heavy one. That's why it's number 2. Long after the hurricane, we're still talking about that. And number 1, John Bolton exits the administration, and that's tied with a related topic. The Taliban talks were canceled. We will now go to the people. At number 10, we have the Brecken Willis. She's the gal with the swimsuit problem. Number 9, Antonio Brown, the football player. Number 8, Boris Johnson. Sonia Sotomayor at number 7. Dan Bishop, he's from North Carolina, at number 6. And at number 5, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris tied at 5. Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders at 4. That could be interchanged. Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un at 3. John Bolton at number 2 and Donald Trump at number 1. And there you go. Victoria, you would understand what's going on in Great Britain certainly more than I would. You're a person who comes from the United Kingdom. You're an American citizen. You've witnessed firsthand the inner workings of government on both sides of the Atlantic. What's your take on what's going on with Boris Johnson and Brexit, the Queen, and that whole situation there?
Well, it's really fascinating, and developments this weekend are, as usual, dramatic. Very dramatic, and I'm not talking about Adele announcing that she's getting a divorce, although that's, you know, big in the headlines in Britain, as big as Brexit, if that's possible. So the big stories are, of course, Brexit itself, the fact that now the Commons is suspended, prorogued, also that the Commons Speaker, John Bercow, has announced that he's not going to stand for election again when there's a general election, which is also huge because he's so flamboyant and colourful, and he's really been an excellent speaker, though very controversial. Also, John Bercow gave a speech at the end of this week and said something very interesting about Boris Johnson. Now, they're of the same political party, by the way. Mm. Now, Boris Johnson said earlier this week that he'd rather be dead in a ditch than delay Brexit. Mm-hmm. And Bercow has responded by saying that if the government comes close to disobeying the law, and there's now a law saying that will have to be delayed if there's no deal, that additional procedural creativity will come to pass in Parliament. What does that mean? Hmm. Tying Boris up in red knots.
Oh, what, tying Boris up in red knots? Is that a British term for, like, tarring and feathering? What does that mean?
Well, it means using the kind of procedural creativity that Parliament or Congress could use, using arcane laws that if they have to go back to 1475 and a half, they will do it.
In a nutshell, it seems that Boris, because there's always comparatives being drawn between Boris and Trump. In some cases, they are apt. In some cases, they have nothing to do with each other. But in the case where it's apt, the populist thing and the blonde thing and the unpredictable thing and the abrasive thing and the flamboyant thing and the egotistical thing, I would say that the difference is that Donald Trump's conservative party, called the Republicans, are far more in line backing him up, regardless of what they may as individuals privately think, than Boris's conservative party. Boris has not gotten the support of his own party at all, whereas Trump is. Would you say that's accurate before we go to break?
Yes. They don't want to break the law. Also, Boris has a Rasputin, an Oxford-educated 44-year-old Rasputin, who doesn't care what he does to win.
Hmm. Victory at the expense of truth. Okay, it's 15 after the hour. I'm Michael Harrison, filling in for Doug, and Victoria Jones is filling in for me. We're both here together on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It's a talk radio countdown show, and it's Michael Harrison for Doug Steffen, and Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company joins us. Victoria Jones is a highly regarded radio and television commentator. Victoria, you spent 14 years in your stellar career as a White House correspondent. I guess in many ways you're glad to not having that be your main beat anymore, although you certainly are plugged into the White House. So what's your take on this Alaska swimsuit controversy? We only have a couple of minutes before we go to another break, but I think we should devote the entire program to this. What do you think?
I do too. Well, speaking as a former White House correspondent, I believe it is an outrage that Becky Ann was initially denied her win because her swimsuit allegedly rode up, and she was accused, it seems, of lifting it to expose her buttocks, which apparently is a thing now. And then she was allowed the win, and her mother said it was sexual harassment and objected. And then we were shown pictures in diagrams of what the swimsuit's supposed to look like, and her mother says that the body shape that's being used is from the 1950s. And when you look at these bodies and you look at female athletes now, clearly these are not muscle-toned fit bodies. Their bodies more like a schlepper. or just a regular person. They're just like a person. They're not like somebody who works out 8 hours a day.
Oh, schlepper. I have a question that this brings to mind. I have a major philosophical question. At what point does a leg become a buttock?
At the curve.
So is the buttock unto itself an obscene part of the body that should not be seen at all? Or is there a gradation, a spectrum of seriousness about the offensiveness of the exposure of said buttock?
Well, according to the person who complained about what that person, I don't know if it's male or female, saw in the water when they should have been watching her stroke, yes, apparently it's very obscene.
And do you think, Victoria, that there is a movement toward young people in this type of sport actually purposefully pulling their swimsuits up into what's known as a wedgie so as to expose more of this buttock region?
Well, apparently there is a movement towards it. Both men and women athletes are doing it. And, you know, why not?
Well, it's just interesting. It's interesting to see how things change in terms of these matters. Okay, we are we're coming up to a break. Michael Harrison with Victoria Jones. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going to be talking about the hot issues according to Talkers Magazine on news talk stations all across America.
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown Show underway as we look back at the week of the 9th of September through the 13th of September. The week ended with, what do they call it, trichoductophobia? Friday was a Friday the 13th. Victoria Jones, who's joining us. Are you into superstition at all, Victoria?
The what now?
Are you into superstition this Friday?
Oh,
this
week? I am. Oh, I thought you said, are you at the superstation? And I'm thinking, okay, I'm missing out on the superstation. Yes, right. I am superstitious. You do not directly pass the salt to another person at the dinner table. You do not put shoes on a table.
That's interesting. I never heard about the shoes on a table bit. And directly passing salt, I have never heard of that one either.
Yes.
Is that like maybe a British thing?
I think it is. And, of course, everybody knows that you don't light the third match. You don't do that.
Yeah, I remember when I was
that's
a kid.
That's from the First World War.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I used to read war comics, and that's where I learned that if you lit the third match, the sniper would shoot you. And so it comes from that. You don't want to be, they called it third on a match. But I don't know. I walk the line between thinking superstition is nonsense. On the other level, though, living in this world and seeing coincidences happening constantly, I tend to think that there are powers at work that lie beneath the surface, and it's very hard not to be superstitious in your deepest heart of hearts. I believe everybody is. I think we're all wired to be that way because we experience these type of crazy things on a regular basis. What do you think?
Yes, I think that also. I also believe in changes and chances. So that when people says, you know, it is what it is, it's all good and it's meant to be, I say, well, maybe it is, but maybe it's chance. Because I don't believe everything is meant to be. I think there are changes and chances. I think there are accidents.
Or if you look at it from a scientific view in terms of quantum physics, a lot of people believe that the universe is programmed for every possibility, sort of like a video game. And whatever is possible, could happen, and probably is somewhere in some dimension. In other words, everything could happen, therefore it's a chance that could happen here and now in this particular universe, among parallel universes. I know I'm getting a little crazy here, but I think about those things when Friday the 13th come up. This, of course, will be the weekend of the 14th and the 15th. We have a lot of things to talk about. The whole weather thing with Donald Trump, even his most ardent supporters are having trouble dealing with his behavior with the Sharpie Gate. The Sharpie Gate is a term now with the Sharpie pen that he likes to have, him extending the ill-directed course of the hurricane through the peninsula of Florida into the panhandle and into Alabama, which the NOAA, the National Oceanic and whatever, said was not true. Then they said it was that Trump was telling the truth because they basically lied for him. I think there's more destruction to his reputation from this incident than the 7 zillion lies that he's been accused of before. Isn't it fascinating?
It is fascinating. I mean, we know that he's a serial liar, and I think his supporters know this, but to draw a Sharpie on a map when the story had gone away was astonishing.
Bad timing. All right, good timing is we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Michael Harrison with Victoria Jones filling in for Doug right here on this week's installment of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump pledged to protect the Second Amendment just hours after huddling with top advisors to discuss gun control measures he might be willing to publicly stand behind.
We had a big meeting today on guns. Both meetings went very well. A lot of progress was made, I believe, on the background checks and various things having to do with guns. We're dealing with the Democrats, and I think we're dealing very well. It seems like they'd like to do something, and I think that I can speak for Republicans. They'd like to do something, but I want to make it clear, our Second Amendment will be protected fully.
Trump's comments came after he was briefed on a list of potential gun control measures that his aides, members of Congress, and Capitol Hill staffers have been discussing, and that there appears to be a broad internal agreement on. A formal announcement on the president's plan is expected as soon as next week. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Are continuing to look at the hot stories of the week according to the research of Talkers Magazine, the trade publication in the talk media industries. And it was a very, very big, buzzy, noisy week with lots and lots of hot stories. Each one back in the pre-Trump era would have been a month's worth of conversation unto itself. We have 10 of them with ties. We actually have about 15 stories, all of which are major stories from having serious consequences to our life and our liberty to ones that just tickle our funny bone. I'm Michael Harrison filling in for Doug. Doug is on a bit of a business trip. He will be back. And Victoria Jones, who is the executive director of the DC Radio Company and a superb radio commentator, is at my side as we try to make this a meaningful listening experience for you, based on the assumption that you are some kind of a news junkie, media freak, and talk person enthusiast, because this is the show that gets down into the weeds about talk radio topics. And we had this week a gigantic Democratic presidential debate. Victoria, I know you probably watched it as we all watched as much of it as possible. I don't know of anybody that watched the whole thing. I think 3 hours. 3 hours. Is very difficult, and there are very few commercials. It is a commercial enterprise. It does look like an episode of Jeopardy on steroids, but I noticed during the commercial breaks that people in the audience were jumping up and running to the back, because you know they had to go to the bathroom, and it's very hard to get up and go out of the room at a thing like that, because they probably don't let you back in. I also hear the same thing about the Oscars and the Grammy presentations, that the ones that really suffer are the audiences, because you got to sit there and be props for the whole thing, and it can go on, and you're usually there for a long time before it begins. So that being said, the format for the current presidential debates, even going back to 2016 when we had 17 people running against Donald Trump, it there's something very shallow, superficial, game showy, and
I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it serves the purpose of serving up these complex issues and giving the people a chance to really get to know who these politicians are. What do you think?
I don't think it does. I think it might if we do some more whittling. I don't know if we will do any more whittling. But the first ones were crazy. I mean, everybody got one-word answers. It's like, yes, no, think, maybe, cat, dog, soap. It's okay then. And that was about the economy. That's crazy. We learned a little more this week. Not much more, really. Elizabeth Warren came through unscathed. Kamala Harris sounded like a robot, and she'd obviously prepared her lines, and nobody called her on that, so we learned nothing about her except that she's a politician, you know, and these things never do, but we say this every 4 years, and this is how we do it.
Yeah, and we do say it every 4 years. Change. It almost sounds so cliched as to be embarrassing. I am the candidate of change. You know, come on. You know, we got to bring an outsider into the inside. Well, once you're in the inside, you're not an outsider. That's a yin and yang thing that goes back to the beginning of philosophy. You cannot dance at two weddings with one tuchus, and you cannot be an insider and an outsider at you cannot be an insider and an outsider at the same time. And
yes, your swimsuit cannot slide up your tuchus.
Well, yeah, well, they should call that tuchus gate. But we're sort of sliding backwards here in terms of our survey. Although I do believe we should devote an entire special to the Alaska swimsuit controversy. But I thought that Castro, the former administration guy, was mean. I thought that he mean-spirited to Joe Biden to the point that the other candidates came to Biden's defense when Castro tried to make it look as if Biden were senile. And
outrageous.
It was ugly. It was ugly. Downright. He is an arrogant, nasty man.
I was disappointed. Castro is 44, and I had interesting thoughts and hopes about Castro until that debate. And what was very interesting was I read the day after the debate in the New York Times the entire back and forth from the very beginning to the very end. Biden didn't slip up. Biden didn't mistake. Biden wasn't wrong. Castro misstated it deliberately. And that is outrageous because he's put it out there that he forgot. And you keep saying to somebody, I remember a Star Trek episode where Jean-Luc Picard was captured. And that was the whole point of his torture, was to try and convince him that he'd seen something that he hadn't seen. You know, you keep saying to somebody, you've forgotten what you said 2 minutes ago. Eventually, you're going to start doubting yourself.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine the horror that Biden felt when Castro came back at him and repeated the charge? Because we all are subject to self-doubt when it comes to things we may say or remember. You know, this is not a senior moment. This is a moment that happens to kids. They forget things. That's why they're afraid of taking tests, that they'll draw a blank. You see it in game shows. People draw blanks at all ages. So you have this guy saying, no, you said the opposite just 2 minutes ago. Don't you remember? Don't you remember? Which was, it was, I saw the face on Biden, and I said, oh my God, the poor guy is probably saying, did I forget? Like the point you just made, Victoria, is just so accurate. It was awful. And
gaslighting.
From whom I've talked to and since the debate, I get the feeling that Castro destroyed himself, that the human nature is basically fair. And even though Biden, you may not agree with Biden in some ways about his positions or whatever, he seems to be a pretty decent guy that most people like. And I think that most people were drawn to defend him and to feel empathy for the situation that he found himself in. And
yeah.
It to me, that was the the moment of the debate. You said something else interesting, and I want to get into it after we take a break. You said that Kamala Harris is a politician, and she remembered her lines. I think the same thing when I see her. She seems to go into these debates with prepared lines, and she waits for the moment to zing them. Hang on to your reaction to that, because we're going to take a break, and then we're going to continue this conversation. I'm Michael Harrison. Victoria Jones is with me, and this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doctors recommend it. Nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
We all want to live a healthy, happy life, but type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes can rob us of our simple little pleasures. Thankfully, there's a new and natural glucose support solution, Curalin. Everyone knows someone suffering with type 2. Curalin, a scientific blend of 10 natural ingredients, can help them by supporting a healthier glycemic response. Curalin was developed by our team of scientists, nutritionists, and doctors to revolutionize how people with elevated glucose levels can regain a normal lifestyle. Curalin will help you or a diabetic you know regain happiness and a fuller day-to-day life naturally.
Buy Curalin today. For a limited time, go to Curalin.co for a $20 discount on a one-month supply. That's Curalin.co. Type in DJV in the promo code for $20 off. Buy Curalin today. A happier and fuller life awaits. Curalin.co, promo code DJV.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown show in full gear, full volume, and we're doing our best to give you an overview of some of the hot topics that have been talked about on news talk radio stations such as the one that you are listening to right now. Doug Steffen taking this day off, and in his place, yours truly, Michael Harrison, publisher of Talkers, and we have Victoria Jones here. She is the executive director of the D.C. Radio Company. We're talking about the debate, the presidential debate that took place this past Thursday evening on ABC, a three-hour debate. And when we left off, I was discussing, I was actually referring to something that Victoria mentioned about Kamala Harris being a politician and rehearsing her lines. I remember the line that she did, I believe, Victoria, in the second debate or the first debate, where she said, the American public doesn't want to see a food fight. They want to see us put food on the table, something like that. Do you remember that line?
Yeah.
That was you knew that she was just waiting for the moment. And on Thursday night, she had a line. I can't remember what it was, but I said, oh, there's her line. She got her line off.
She had a few. Well, one of them was she addressed President Trump directly, and she ended with, now, President Trump, you can go back to watching Fox News.
That was one, yes. That was one. Yeah, she did about two or three lines. And then at one point, did you catch the whole thing where she said, I don't remember what she said, but she started laughing. Hey, Joe. Yeah, she did this, like, streety thing that was out of character for an attorney general of California who was a prosecutor and wants to be president of the United States. I don't know about her. I don't know about any of them. I don't know about Trump. I don't know about Pence. I'm not expressing my lack of enthusiasm from a partisan perspective. I just, or maybe just as you grow up, you start realizing that politicians are just people too, and that any of them, all the way back to Teddy Roosevelt and, you know, I don't want to say George Washington, because George Washington was indeed a god, but that most politicians are just flawed people rehearsing their lines and trying to figure out how to capitalize on problems for their own political benefit. Am I being cynical?
No. No, you're not. I mean, that's what it is. And there's always that ultimate question that you sort of have to put aside when you go into the voting booth. Anybody who's got the ego to think, I can be the leader of the free world, why do you want anything to do with that person?
Boy, is that ever true. I think that all the time. Anybody who offers themselves up to be the leader of the free world and claims that they can fix the problems should not only be shunned, they should be given treatment for severe mental problems. They have delusions of grandeur. You know what I find very interesting, to your point, is that when the questioners, the reporters who are sitting facing the candidates, they always come up with a question. Would you tell me why you believe that you are the most qualified person to be the commander-in-chief of all the people on this panel, on this debate? Or why you are the person most qualified to be the president of the United States? And they always try to answer it. But they never answer it effectively, because the question really does expose them if they say, because I'm the smartest, I'm the best looking, I'm the one you're going to want to have in your living room every day for 4 years, maybe 8 years. I'm the one you can trust. I am not even human. If they say that, they'll look like a fool. So they skirt around it. But that's a funny question, isn't it? Why are you the most qualified? How would you answer that? Well, you're not running, so it's not a fair question. I think perhaps I may be even more egotistical than you. Everybody's egotistical. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing if we weren't. I would say, how would I answer that? And I would, you know what I would say? My answer to it would be, I'm not sure that I am. I'm just telling everybody what I think. I'm just telling everybody my policy. I'm presenting myself here. These other people on the stage are all very good people. I leave it to the American public to decide which one of us they think is the most qualified based on me just presenting what I bring to the table.
There you go.
Do you like that answer?
Yeah. And you've presented a humility that nobody expects.
Yeah, and I'm surprised nobody's ever said that.
Because they're not basically humble. That's why.
No, they are not. They are not.
No.
They have some type of an imbalance in terms of their feet on the ground and their head in the clouds and somewhere in the middle. Hopefully they won't do too much damage in their pursuit of power and glory. All right, quick break coming up. Michael Harrison, Victoria Jones with you. Doug is out. We are in, and we're doing the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show indeed does continue. And actually, that philosophically is something that is true. The passing parade, I mean, it doesn't stop. There's always the old, there's the current, and there's the new on the horizon. And Victoria Jones, you know what's really interesting is that you never know what's coming next. I call it the unknown factor. You know, people always ask me, because of my job at Talkers and following the issues, what are people going to be talking about next year, like at New Year's? Or what are people going to be, you know, what do you think the big story next week is going to be? And I say the biggest story is always the unknown story, the one that comes out of the blue and changes the discussion of the national conversation in a direction that you never, ever thought would happen. And that's always the part of this passing parade, as I call it, that makes it very interesting and keeps you on your toes. And now back to what we were talking about earlier with the changing of the news cycle constantly. If you don't stay on top of things and you venture to go out on the airwaves of a radio program such as this or any kind of a public discussion, you could be caught being ignorant very easily because things change so rapidly. John Bolton exits the administration and the Taliban talks were canceled was the number one story of this noisy week. John Bolton's an interesting figure. I can't, you know, looking at this at face value, it's hard to tell whether he is a man of war or a man of peace or a man of reason within the Trump administration. All different kinds of images are being projected by this. What do you think?
Bolton is a hardliner when it comes to foreign policy. That means he sees other leaders who have been perceived as adversaries by all previous presidents from a hardline point of view. Bolton also has no problem with war with Iran. I mean, I think we have to be clear about that. And Trump is interested in pulling back and possibly having talks with Iran. So that's one area where he is harder than Trump. But he disagrees with Trump on a number of areas. He views Kim Jong-il, as a murderous thug dictator.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have much time for Putin. So things like that. He thinks the Taliban are a bunch of murderous thugs, and I think he thought that having Camp David talks with the Taliban, this is what we're hearing, was a big mistake. Certainly Camp David talks, but talks with the Taliban was a mistake, and this was his final exit. Now, also, he had been out of meetings for weeks. Trump and he had clashed. He has a big personality, and so that can be a problem. And apparently, even after he put forward his opinion, disagreed with Trump, Trump made a decision, he continued to put forward his point of view. So he was edged out of meetings. So this was the final straw. But the Taliban thing was the end. There were a lot of administration officials who had a problem with the Taliban talks, not just Bolton. And the Taliban talks are problematic.
Especially around the anniversary of 9/11. Bad optics, as they say. I love that word, optics. Bad optics. It comes down to Donald Trump approaching the world as if anybody out there, no matter how evil, no matter what their agenda, can be swayed if you make the right deal. He's transactional. He's a deal maker. It's part of his nature. And the Bolton point of view is that certain people are not, you cannot strike a deal with them. They're not interested in money. They're not interested in your interests. The gulf between your interests and their interests are so far apart that you can talk till you're blue in the face and you cannot make a deal. It's more of a realistic view of the wider spectrum of human nature that exists out there. Victoria Jones, thank you so much. I do want to mention before we split that if people want to hear the Michael Harrison interview, a weekly interview that we put out on a podcast, you can do so at mhinterview.com. This week, my guest is Dr. Matthew Knowles, the father of Beyonce, and he's into the cannabis business right now. It's fascinating. Victoria, thank you so much for being here with me as I was here for Doug, and it's always a pleasure to work with you. You're a magnificent broadcaster, and it's indeed an honor to share the microphone and the airwaves with you. I hope you have a great weekend and enjoy yourself. And thank you, Kara Schellen, for the production on the front line. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And Doug will be back next week. And that's it. Have a wonderful day. Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.